www.saralilly.com or by calling me at 616-422-5442. I look forward to demonstrating what relationship-based real estate can do for you.
And here we go. 2014 is underway. Sarah Lilly joining us right now, Realty Relationship-Based Radio. Sarah, good morning. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Good to have you on the radio with us this morning, as always, joining us on a Monday morning. And, well, 2013, a pretty good year as we look back in the real estate market, right?
Yes, 2013 was a wonderful year for the real estate market. So we saw some really great numbers that continue to help us increase.
And
so,
I was going to say, the lifeblood of the real estate business, of course, is listings, right? And that was on the increase this past year.
Yes, you know, we had a 20% increase in listings, but an average of months of inventory actually dropped by 25%. So it's interesting to see that we had more listings, but actually less inventory overall. And really, what that means is those homes were selling.
They were moving, weren't they? That's good for sellers and buyers, too, because the selection keeps changing on the market, right?
Yeah, on average, the time on the market decreased by 29%. So a house is on the market for about 82 days before it's sold.
About 82 days. That's not too bad at all. And I think prices probably increased a little bit last year as well.
Yeah, we saw about a 7% increase, and our average home price in the area is about $150,000. So that's just the average for the area.
Nice, though. 7% in 1 year, that's a pretty good chunk. We'll take that after what it's been the past few years, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Well, what do you expect going into 2014? On your crystal ball there as you look into the new year, what do you think is going to be happening here in the next 12 months or so?
I think it's going to be a strong year. I just don't think that we're going to see as many impressive numbers that we saw from 2013. Mm-hmm. I think our sales are going to stay even. And, I mean, and by even, that's pretty good sales. But I do think our mortgage rates are going to increase a little bit, and they're going to start to get closer to that 5%. Which is still historically a wonderful interest rate.
Oh, still incredibly low. Yeah, that's for sure.
It really is. And we're starting to see, in the past couple of years, investors have made up a large percentage of our purchases.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we're going to start to see a change of, they're going to dip back a little bit, and we're going to have some new people coming into the market, some of which are people that may have lost their homes to foreclosure several years ago, and they've been working on their credit and renting, and now they're ready to get back into the market.
Now, for buyers that may be looking at a first-time purchase, let's remind them again, what generally is the rule as far as having a down payment for a home?
Well, we'd like to see if you can put 20% down, that's going to be your cheapest way to run your mortgage, because if you don't have 20% down, you're going to have what they call PMI insurance. And that's just going to be an added expense you have each month. So if we can, we'd love if our buyers can put 20% down. But if they can't, the mortgage lenders can certainly work with less.
Now, will the buyer get a lower interest rate by having a higher down payment?
Not typically. It's what they are able to avoid as that PMI insurance, which is basically an insurance in case you were not able to keep the home.
And that can be a decent chunk of money, right?
It can be, yeah. That can be, you know, a good expense every month. And some people just don't have that 20%, and so they can pay that each month. But if you can avoid paying it, it's a great thing to be able to do.
Now, what are we seeing as far as relocations? Are we still seeing people moving in and out of the Holland area as we would typically expect in a typical year? Has 2013 been like that?
It has. And, you know, as a whole, we've seen more people coming into the area because we have seen not only people coming for jobs, but we've actually seen people coming here to retire.
Mm.
I've had several clients this year that had never even been to Holland, and they said, we heard it's the place to retire, and we're moving to Holland.
I heard that three times this weekend. My wife and I and the kids were up north. Heard that from three different people. I told them I was from Holland. They're like, oh, we love Holland. We know people that have retired there. We hear it's a great place to retire. And totally unsolicited. It was really interesting to hear that. It made me feel great to live here.
Yeah, it really is. So, yeah, so we're fortunate not only to have the people coming here for jobs, but people actually coming here when they're done working.
Absolutely. That's a great area to live and work for sure. So for those first-time buyers, what do you think the most important rule is? Would you say start saving for that down payment?
Yes, absolutely start saving. And meet with a mortgage lender early because they can start to tell you some things that you might be able to do over the course of the next 6 to 12 months that will make things better for you, such as increasing your credit score. If you have a better credit score, you may be able to get a lower interest rate. And there's things that you can do over the course of time to increase your credit score.
Now, that's really good information right there. I think a lot of people probably don't know that. So having a better credit rating can give you a lower interest rate.
It absolutely can.
That's outstanding.
So if you meet with them early, they can start to help you do things to increase your credit score.
Kind of head the ship in the right direction, per se, right?
Yes.
All right, Sarah. Well, that's great information, as always. Thank you for joining us. And how can people get a hold of you, and where can they see some of your listings?
They can always go to my website, which has all of the listings on it, and that is saralilly.com. Or they can call me at 616-422-5442.
And as far as saralilly.com, that's Sarah with an H, right?
Yes, and Lily, L-I-L-L-Y.
Excellent, excellent. Well, thank you again for joining us. I look forward to talking to you again next Monday, all right?
Yes, I will see you then.
All right, take care.
Thank you.
Yeah, have a good day. Bye-bye now. It's 8:43. Sarah Lilly right there. It's Relationship-Based Realty. We bring that to you every Monday morning at 8:40 right here on 1450 WHTC.